Okay, Chevra, we are speaking about the halachos of Bishul on Shabbos, and part of the conversation that we had on Bishul b'Shabbos is that there's a difference in the definition of cooking between cooking liquids and cooking solids. That when it comes to cooking solids, the shiur of Bishul is Maichel ben Shrusai. When it comes to liquids, the shiur of Bishul is what's called Yad Soledes Bo, and we pointed out that there are various and sundry shittos about what exactly Yad Soledes Bo means. That was our conversation until now. The most fundamental difference between Bishul of Lach and Bishul of Yovesh, the difference that kind of gets the most coverage, is the question of whether there is Bishul Achar Bishul. We know that the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis tells me that kosher ba b'chamim lifnei Shabbos, that anything that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to soak on Shabbos, which means ain Bishul Achar Bishul. That is, as the Tosfos HaRosh says, Rabbi Willig points this out on page 7 in his book, it's a davar pashut and muskam, that ain bishul achar bishul. Kind of everybody agrees to that one. The Gemara there says that kigonai, what's the case of davar shebab chamin lufnei HaShabbos? So the Gemara says kigon tarnigolta d'Reb Abba. The case is like the tarnigolas of Reb Abba. Some sort of chicken that apparently, the way the Rif understands it, the chicken is extremely salty. And in order to make this extremely salty chicken edible, you have to soak it. And in that way, you get rid of the salt. That's Tarnigolta de Rebbe Abba. So that's the sugya of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul as it appears in Mishnayis. The sugya also comes up in the Gemara on Lamed Vav when we speak about the Issur of Hachazara. If you know, if you remember, and we'll discuss this later on in detail, there is a halacha that if a pot was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos and you take the pot off, there are certain rules and regulations about when you can put that pot back onto the fire. The question is, how am I allowed to put the food back onto the fire? Shouldn't there be an Isser of Bishul? Why aren't I cooking that food? So the answer is, well, sometimes you say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So that's a davar muskan, that there are times when I say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. However, the Rishonim have a huge machlokas as to whether this applies to a davar lach. Whether Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, that principle that the Mishnah set out on Kuf Mem Hei, does that apply to a Davar Lach? Rashi tells me that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is a principle only by a Davar Yavesh. It does not apply to a Davar Lach. That's the Shita of Rashi. I see this in Rashi on Daf Lamed Daled. There is a Gezeira Dirabbanan of Bishul on Shabbos called Hatmana. If food that was already cooked before Shabbos, if that food is insulated, so then we are worried, and the Gemara says, we're worried, Gezeira Shema Yartiach. We're worried you're going to make it boil. Again, there's some girsa issue, how you read that Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled, but we're worried, Gezeira Shema Yartiach. Zuck Drashi is Vus. So what? Rashi spoke Yiddish, as we know. Rashi frekt is vas. So what if it's Shema Yartiach? So what if I'm going to boil the food again? Rashi writes, and if you cook it again, if you're Martiach, you violate the Isser of Bishul. So I shouldn't insulate the food because I'm worried that if I insulate the food, that indicates that I want the food to be super hot. If I want the food to be super hot, I might stoke the coals and end up cooking the food. What food? We're talking about liquids, first of all. Food, liquid. Rashi says, yeah, there's going to be an iser of Shema Yartiach. You might stoke the coals and cook the food. And if you cook the food, you're going to be in violation of Bishul. We're talking about a Davar Lach. You see that Rashi holds? Yesh bishalach habishal by davarlach. The Rush, by the way, deflects this. If you want to see the whole literature over here, you just have to read the Rush, Perek, Gimel, Simen, Yud, Aleph. That's like the major Mari Malcolm in the Sugya of Bishalach HaBishal. The Rush deflects that Raya. The Rush says that maybe what the Gemara means of Shema Yartiyach is that maybe you'll stoke the coals. And when I stoke the coals, I'll be in violation of Havara and Kibui. I'll be in violation of making a fire and extinguishing a fire, no? Think about it. When you stoke coals, right, you make some of them which are waning grow, some of them which are, right, you extinguish some, you make others burn. That is kibui and havara. So according to Rush, we can deflect that raya. We have another Rashi. The Rashi on Yud Ches. The Gemara over there is talking about machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, about whether there's a din of Shvisas Kalim. Right? Meaning that Beis Shammai holds, I'm not allowed to begin a malacha on Erev Shabbos and have that malacha continue on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says that's permitted. That's called Shvisas Kalim. The Gemara asks Akasha, well, how can it be permitted, according to Beis Hillel, to leave food on a fire from Erev Shabbos? Shouldn't it be Cheshesh Dilma Magus? Shouldn't we be worried that you might stir the food? Rashi writes, and if you'll stir the food, by the way, food means liquid, let's say. If you'll stir it, Zot Rashi, you'll be in violation of Bishul. Even though it's cooked already. But stirring it will be a violation of Bishul. That's the way Rashi learns that Gemara in Yud Ches. The Rush again deflects that. The Rush says, whoa. Maybe, and Tysus over there also seems to say this, maybe the discussion of the Gemara is not about the Isser of Bishul, but it's about a different issue of Tzoveya. I just did this with my Shir Yomi recently. We're doing the Malachos. So one of the Malachos that we just did is Tzoveya, is dying. Dying does not mean only that you change the color of something. Dying can mean that you darken the color. Right? This is why Poskim say, one of the reasons why you're not allowed to shine your shoes on Shabbos. If I shine my shoes, they were black beforehand, and it becomes blacker, right? That is Tzoveya on Shabbos. Ken Zayin, that what the Gemara means on Yud Ches, Zok the Rush, is that I might be Magus. We're talking about cooking dyes. The Rush learns the Gemara talking about cooking dyes. If I'm Magus, if I stir the dye, the red becomes redder. And that's why it's going to be Usser. So Rashi has two Gemaras so far. The Rush deflects them. Zok the Rush, however, he thinks that Rashi is correct, that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal by Dovar Lach. And that's because the Mishnah in Beitza says that you can have a whole host of people who violate the Isser of Bishal on Shabbos. Echad Hebiesa Eitzim, Echad Hebiesa Ar. Mr. Albert, it seems like your hand is up and you want to ask a question.
Yes, how does the Rush then apply that to the issue of the food? That if you cook it for longer, that the, let's say, soup will become darker in color?
Again, you're breaking up a teeny bit.
Oh, sorry. How is the issue of Tzoveya, how does the Rush apply it to the food? That if the soup is cooked longer, it'll become darker in color? Or?
Oh, that's interesting. So again, the Rush is saying that the Gemara is not talking about soup. The Gemara is talking about cooking dyes. That's what the Rush says. You're asking another question. How come when I cook chicken soup, let's say, I shouldn't violate an Isser Tzoveya? Because right, it gets yellower in the process or that type of thing. So I'd say that the answer might be enochanami, that if the color will become darker, potentially there's an additional isser. Most often, when we're talking about bishul by a davar lach, let's assume we're talking about water and the color is not changing at all. Let's say we're talking about that. But let's go back. The Rush says, I have another raya. Rashi himself does not bring the raya, but the Rush says, I have another raya And that raya comes from a Mishnah in Beitzah, Lama Dalet. A bunch of people could violate the Isra of Bishul B'Shabbos. Echad heviyasa eizem, echad heviyasa oy, echad heviyasa mayim, echad shevesa hagedera, ve'echad megas. Right? You have a whole bunch of people. I bring the wood, you bring the fire, you put the pot on the fire, and I stir, whatever. Right? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. They all violate the Isra. Megas, how do you violate this? I was cooked already. Elamai, says the Rosh. You see from there that Yesh Bishalach are Bishal by Dover Lach. The Rosh deflects it a teeny bit. He says it's not the Pashtus. But maybe you can deflect that proof also, because maybe the case is that I put the pot on the fire and the pot has not yet reached Maicho Ben Drusoy. It has not yet reached that minimum amount of cooking and then you stir it. Maybe that's the case. But that seems to be unlikely. And therefore, the Rosh says that, you know what, we should really be machmir like Rashi. The shita of Rashi that yesh bishalach har bishal by yadavar lach seems to be an accepted shita according to the Rosh as well. The Ran on daf chaf beis amir alach bedape haref, the Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. This Rabbeinu Yonah is found yeshiva next year's learning Baba Basra, no? So this is like a nice segue into next year. It's found in the Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra Yotess. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that Yesh Machshela Gedola Biyad B'nei Odom, that people make a tremendous mistake. That what people do is they have water that they are insulating in a permitted way from Erev Shabbos. The water is kept very hot, and they take that water and they pour the water into a pot on Shabbos. And the Rosh says that's going to be a real problem. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that's going to be a real problem for a few reasons. One reason is, maybe when I pour that water, it dips beneath Yad Soledes, and then when it ends up in the Kli Rishon at the bottom, it ends up becoming Yad Soledes. So maybe there's Bishul on that water. Moreover, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes on the fundamental level, the water, Kol Zman, it is in the Kli Rishon. It's a Kli Rishon. The second I pour it and it leaves the Kli Rishon, that's called Iruy in Halacha. Rabbeinu Yonah is of the Shita that Iruy is considered a Kli Sheni. So therefore, Zak the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have water, which is now a Kli Sheni, even if the water is the same temperature as the stuff in the pot beneath it, but effectively what you're doing is you're going from a kli sheni, you're going from Iruy, and you're pouring it into a kli rishon, so that's going to be bishul. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, machshela gedola biyad b'nei odom. They're doing a terrible thing. The Ran disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran says, obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that yesh bishalach habishul by davar lach. Because what else is the problem? You're pouring water into a pot. Right? What's the problem? Even if the water dips beneath Yad Seila Despoy, the water is previously cooked. Says the Ran, obviously, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds yesh bishalach habishul by davar lach. But Rabbeinu Yonah, right, says the Ran is wrong. Or He's the Ran is too nice to say Rabbeinu Yonah's drawing. He writes, Dover zet sarach iyon ubedika. Right? That's like a nice way in Rabbinic Hebrew to say you're wrong. Right? So the Ran holds that there's no difference between Lach and Yavesh. Both by Lach and Yavesh, I assume that ain bishul achar bishul. So what we have is, on the one hand, Rashi, the Rush, the Rabbeinu Yonah, say that yesh bishul achar bishul by Dover Lach. On the other hand, we have the Ran, that the Ran says Lach and Yavish is the same, and therefore ain bishalach ar bishul by davar Lach. The Rashba agrees with the Ran. Many Chachmei Sfarad agree with the Ran. It could be the Bir Halacha points out at the beginning of Se'if Dalid that the majority of Rishonim agree with the Ran, that fundamentally, ain bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. The Beis Yosef says that one of the heaviest hitters in Judaism agrees with this opinion of the Ran, and that is Maimonides. The Rambam writes, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Hamavashil al Ha'or, Dover Shayim Vushal called Sarko, O Dover Sha'ino Tzarch Bishal Klal Potter. The Rambam never distinguishes between Lach and Yavish. The Rambam writes, if you cook something that was fully cooked, or something that does not need any cooking, Potter. So Zuck the Beis Yosef, the fact that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Lach and Yavish shows that the Rambam agrees with the Ran, with the Rashba, with school number 2 in Rishonim, against Rashi. And the Rambam says that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Dover Lach. However,
Potter meaning...
Potter! Frick Mr. Okay. Albert! Right? Potter, dude. Like, Potter means it's Asur Midrabanan in Judaism. Right? If the Rambam says Potter, so the Rambam Al-Karkacha is not saying that it's Heter Gomor. Right? The Rambam holds a new din. And Rabbi Willig writes about this extensively in his English book, pages 7 to 10. I must have read this 10 times, by the way. This morning I pulled it out again. I'm like, okay, let me just glance at it. You cannot just glance at something in that Rabbi Willig English book. I think I've said this a few times. It like requires, like, you have to be fully awake. You need 2 cups of coffee before you read it, not only 1. But the Rambam seems to hold that, Rabbi Willig contends that the Rambam holds that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol always is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Always. That's an unusual shita. It seems not to be accepted by the poskim. Also, most Mefarshim on the Rambam don't learn the Rambam that way. If you look in the back of the Franco Rambam, they give you a whole list of those who say that although the Rambam over here uses a Lashon Pater, it really means Mutter. In the Likutim in the back of the Rambam, there's a Sefer Yad HaMelech who says this, and Reb Kiva Eger says this, and then they give you like 50 Svarim, like in the Franco Rambam, they give you like 50 Svarim that only exist in some Beis Medrashim in Bnei Brak, that like you can't access these Svarim in normal places. But
was the first opinion?
The first opinion that the Rambam holds, it's actually Potter. So, the first opinion is like the Yad HaMelech and Reb Kiva Eger. They assume that when the Rambam uses the word Potter, it means Mutter. Rabbi Willig assumes that Potter means it's Asur Midrabanan, and the Rambam is an outlier in the entire sugya of Bishol Achar Bishol. There might be some who agree with that reading of the Rambam, Rabbi Willig's reading of the Rambam. Again, I ain't some of the Franco Rambam, just like if you want a list of names. But, Bekitza Ma'ase, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim, Rashi, Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, say Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Bayalach. There's a whole school of Rishonim who hold fundamentally Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Bayadover Lach. And then I have a Rambam who perhaps is saying that both Lach and Yavesh is an Isser D'Rabbanan and the Bishol Achar Bishol. That is the overview of the Shittas and Rishonim. Lahalacha, so the Mechaber in Shin Yud Ches Se'if Dalet and then later on in Shin Yud Ches Se'if Vav, the Mechaber paskens like Rashi. The Mechaber holds that by a Dover Lach, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol, which means that if I have a Dover Lach that was cooked, I have hot water. If it dips beneath Yad Seiledes Bay, I can be in violation of an Isser Bishol Min HaTorah. Right? According to Rashi, there's an Isser of Bishol Min HaTorah by a Dover Lach, even though it was already fully cooked. It's Bishol Min HaTorah to cook it further. Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Dover Lach. The Mishnah Brura says that according to the Mechaber, if it dips beneath Yad Soledes Bo, you're in violation of Nisa D'Oraisa, and presumably we would have to use the higher shear of Yad Soledes, which means if the water dips beneath 180 Fahrenheit, right? Remember, we have 2 different Hagdaras of Yad Soledes. In my mind, there's lower Yad Soledes, which is about bathing, and higher Yad Soledes is about cooking. Right, l'cha'ora, according to the Mechaber, if it dips beneath higher Yad Soledes, you are in violation of Bishol Min HaTorah, And that means that the case that we spoke about last time, we learned, if I have a hot water urn, right? So even if the water was boiling at one point, some of these urns, right, have what they call Shabbos mode, which I think means, I have to remember exactly how this works. I'll let you guys do the Googling. But some of these urns keep the water at a boil the whole time. Other urns, the water will boil again, will cycle back on. If you're a Sephardi, do not use an urn that will cycle back on Shabbos, because even though the water is still going to be hot, but lemaisa, I could be in violation of the Isser Bishul Min HaTaira, because when I take water out, so there's less water left, and then that water is going to be reheated again. And if it dipped beneath Yad Soledes, it dipped beneath the higher Yad Soledes, it dipped beneath 180 Fahrenheit, I'm in violation of Bishul Min HaTorah if I'm a Sephardi. That's l'cha'ora what emerges. However, Rabbi Moses Isserles died in the year 1572. People don't realize that the Ramo died before the Mechaber died, no? The Ramo was born like 40 years after the Mechaber, and he died 4 years before the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber died in 1576. The Ramo died in 1572. The Ramo in Shin Yod Chesif Tesvov quotes Shitos, who say that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol B'Dovar Lach. And then the Ramo writes, and Yesh Mikivun Leimar, the Kosh Einol Nosla Gabeya, or it's going to be Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. V'nahagu lahakel imlo nitztanin legamri, k'moshe kasavti la'el simin reishon gimel. Zok the Rama, that the minhag is that we will say ein bishol achar bishol if it's not nitztanin legamri, if it didn't completely cool off. Now this Rama is a head scratcher, because mamanafshach, if you hold yesh bishol achar bishol by dovralach, so l'cha'era, the second it drops beneath Yad Soledes Bo, you're in violation of the Sedei Raisa. If you hold Ein Bishol Achar Bishol by Yadavar Lach, so l'cha'era, even if it's Nitztanim Megamri, even if it completely cooled off, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. So it's really hard to understand what exactly the Ramo's compromise is. When the Ramo tells me that if it's nitztanin legamrei, it's a problem, but if it's one nitztanin legamrei, it's not a problem, it's hard to know what that is based on. Mr. Tesler, it seems like your hand is up. By the way, guys, when you're on Zoom, you could raise your hand by just pushing the button, and there's like the little hand-raising button. Yes.
I guess I like the old-fashioned way, but...
We're traditional in our yeshiva.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So... Before, we've been very precise about temperatures, you know, 180, 113, 110. So when we say warm,
Great kasha. What does it mean, leinitztanin legamrei? What temperature is that? Give me 5 minutes, and I hope to explain that. Give me 5 minutes, I hope to explain that. But in order to explain that, we have to understand the sheet of the Rama precisely. There is a school of Mefarshim, primarily the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Magen Avraham writes, the Eglei Tal assumes quite similarly to the Magen Avraham, that on a fundamental level, the Rama holds Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Yadavar Lach. The only thing is, that I can't say yesh bishol achar bishol if that original bishol is still there. Consequently, the Magen Avraham assumes that if it's nitztanin legamrei, there's an iser d'oraisa to heat it up. Yesh bishol achar bishol by davar lach. The only thing is, kol zman shelo nitztanin legamrei, we still have vestiges, hints of that original bishul, and therefore, right, it's permitted. It's ke'ilu, it's not like a bishul achar bishul. It's ke'ilu, it's the same bishul. That seems to be the way the Magen Avraham says it. The Eglei Tal similarly writes that if you have water, which is lo nitzanim legamrei, we're talking about water which is considered maichel ben drusai. And when water is maichel ben drusai, you're allowed to heat it up from maichel ben drusai to be bishul kol tzarkai, even though many rishonim hold that you're not allowed to cook something from maichel ben drusai to all the way. However, that itself says like we tell us in Isser D'Rabbanan. For that Isser D'Rabbanan, we will rely on the fact that those Rishonim who assume ein bishalach or bishal by davarlach. It is like a complicated cheshbon, the Eglei Tal. Fundamentally, the Ramah holds yesh bishalach or bishal by davarlach. However, the Ramah recognizes that there are Rishonim who say ein bishalach or bishal by davarlach. Putting those Rishonim together with those who assume that food which is Michael ben Zrusai, there is ein bishalach or bishal. So that's how we can be makel if it's lo nitzan in the gamrei. This is why we needed two shirim to get to the third shir. We needed the whole background in order. Mr. Blau, it seems like you raised your hand.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, but this only works if it was already, like if it was already mivushal, right? In other words, this wouldn't work if you just heated it up to a certain point where like it wasn't nitzanin, but like also it had never actually been heated up to the extent that
exactly.
It was needed.
We are talking, this whole conversation is talking about water that was already fully cooked. And then the water cools down. Am I allowed to reheat that water? That's the conversation. So the Ramah says if it's lo nitzanin legamrei, it's permitted. We're trying to figure out the rationale behind that Ramah. According to the Magen Avraham and the Eglei Tal, the Ramah fundamentally paskins that yesh bishalach or bishal by yadavar lach. However, if it's lo nitzanin legamrei, it's going to be okay.
If we're using the argument about the Kielu it's machal ben drusai for the liquid, but then couldn't you theoretically get it to the point where it was machal ben drusai without actually fully cooking it, and then cook it the rest if you're using that argument?
But you have to be nervous that you violate an iser bishul min hatayra. If I take cold water that was never heated, and then I make that water machal ben drusai, I could be in violation of an iser doraisa of bishul. Right, so don't do that. Don't try this in your own kitchen. It's like really bad. So that's the Shita Magana from the Eglei Tal. Me'idach Gisa, the Prima Godem writes in Shindut Ches, Ishal Avram Sivkat and Lamites, that he thinks on the fundamental level, the Ramah Paskins, the Chazanish has this in Simon Lamed Zayin also. The Prima Godem, the Chazanish assume that the Ramah fundamentally holds that Ein Bishol achar bishol by yadavar lach. However, there's a maris ayin problem. You see, if the water is completely cooked, people might think that you are in violation of what Mr. Blau is nervous about, actually cooking the water. So kol zman that's lo nitzanin legamrei, there's no din of maris ayin. If it's nitzanin legamrei, on the level of dairais, that's fine to reheat it. It's perfectly fine. There's an iser d'rabbanan of maris ayin to reheat that water. That seems to be the shita that's more accepted. It's the Prima Godem, it's the Chazanish, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas and Chelek Dalet of Arachai, Mesim and Ayin Dalet, assumes this way also. Mr. Cohen.
Yeah, it makes sense if water's hot, you can tell that it's hot versus when it's cold. But the difference is between Nitzan and the Gamre, how is anybody supposed to know that if they're watching it?
That's a great kasha. So, I mean, this is the same kasha I think that Mr. Tesla is asking a few minutes ago. In terms of, like, until now we've been giving precise shiurim, like, what exactly is Nitzan in the Gamre versus low Nitzan in the Gamre? So, I don't know exactly. But what I would say is the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes. The Alter Rebbe writes in, again, Stam Hafna Ota Simon Shin Yud Ches, after the Alter Rebbe and Sif Tes writes that does anyone consider this B'Torah Schamen? It's, remember, there used to be a show on TV, Family Feud. 100 people surveyed, right? The top answers. If there's anyone of those 100 people surveyed who say that it's still warm, it still has Torah Schamen, that's considered lo nitztanin legamrei. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes. That rationale would seem to be along the lines of this Eglei Tal. Remember, the Eglei Tal invokes the principle of Maicho ben Drusoi. I apologize if I'm going 3 minutes over time or so today, but I'm assuming that today you'll be Maicho me because we're not having shir tomorrow, so I can go a few minutes over time. But the Eglei Tal invokes the principle of Maicho ben Drusoi. If you remember, ben Drusoi is a bandit. He runs into someone's house, he eats food, even though the food isn't really ready, but it's good enough. Right? So that bandit, that Ben Drusoi guy, he's going to drink the tea, right, even though it's good enough. That's, there's some person, 100 people surveyed, one guy, Ben Drusoi, one bandit, says it's Tzairus Chamin, that is okay. That seems to be the Hagdara of the Eglei Tal. However, I'll get to you in a second, Mr. Albert. However, if you hold that the issue is one of Maris Ayin, so in L'cha'ira, you can potentially have a lower temperature than that. If the issue is Maris Ayin, right, so as long as people can tell that the water was once upon a time heated, it's not water that was always cooked, so then B'kahai Gavna, we can be Megal. So again, the exact, I can't give you a precise shear over here. Right? I can't tell you, right, whether Nitztanin Legamre means 115, 113, like 110. No, it's beneath Yatzer Ledes. 110, 104. I don't know what Nitztanin Legamre means. I can't give you a precise definition. What I can say is that if you hold that potentially there's a d'oraisa involved for the Ramah, if you're the Ramah, fundamentally holds yesh b'shalach habishol, so then I should have a higher temperature for a nitztane, for low nitztane in the gamre, as opposed to if you're worried about maris ayin only, then the lower temperature would suffice. Mr. Albert, you had a comment, then Mr. Tesler.
Yeah, two quick things. I know that a lot of halachos, you know, we re-examine kind of the bizman hazeh issues and kind of say, well, is this really true bizman hazeh? Does this really apply? Like, I'm curious if anyone has, because I mean, I've learned Hilchos Shabbos before. I don't think I've ever heard the fact that if we've re-examined the issues like, is water on its way to being filtered, boiled previously, or, you know, nowadays with food health safety, would anybody really eat a steak that's only a third cooked? Like, those things nowadays, like, would they still apply?
Like, I don't know if anyone changes. Yeah, I don't know who says that there's been changes in this. Like, this area of halacha, you know, we Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, that calls Manchelon, that's Tanin Legamrei. The minhag is that we reheat it. I should point out that there seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah on this Nakuda. The Mishnah Berurah in Shinyat Chesef Katan Sadi Tes seems to hold that the Ramah fundamentally paskins in Bishalach Harbishal. However, the Mishnah Berurah, like Reishon and Gimel, Reishon and Daled, I have the Maramakam, I can give to you later, writes that really you should be machmir against the Ramah. You should really hold like the Mechaber because he's nervous for potential d'oraisas. Right? In other words, what he's saying there is that don't rely on this Shita that closed my shalom, it's not in the Gamri, in Bishlach HaBeshel. Mr. Tesla, you had a comment?
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I think if I understood Ezra's question a little bit differently. I think Ezra's question was, when you see food steaming, so it's clear to you that it's hot, and therefore I could. But when something's cold or even a little bit warm, there's not much to distinguish it.
You see this? My finger. Put it in. Right. I put it in. Does it feel somewhat hot?
Right. No, but the Maris Ayin. But the question is more about Maris Ayin. So,
okay. So again, Maris Ayin in this sense isn't that an onlooker is just going to show up and see me reheating the water. The Maris Ayin is, I'd say, a learned onlooker, a guy who's been in yeshiva and he sees I'm doing it. I remember one time I was at one of my brother-in-law's houses for Shabbos, and his daughter wanted to add water to the tea. So he's like, I have to figure out. He takes his finger and he sticks it in. And she's like, I don't want to drink that tea anymore. Like, you just stuck your finger in it. Whatever. But that seems to be the way you determine exactly what it means. Does it have to be that you just feel warmth? Or does it have to be that someone will consider it hot water? That's already the machlokes between the Alter Rebbe and others. Just one nekuda about this point that maybe we'll pick up on next time we learn is that this should be relevant for the second cup of tea that I drink. No? I had a cup of tea. Geschmack a cup of tea. The water was cooked already. I want a second cup of tea. Do I have to be worried about potentially cooking that water? Do I have to go through kli shlishi, whatever, right? Because I'm worried about cooking that water. Those couple drops of the water.
And the tea bags.
Well, the tea bag, let's assume I'm not dealing with tea bags. We'll have to do, we're going to have a whole share about tea at some point, or we'll spend time on tea. Right now, I'm talking about just the droplets, right? And I have tea essence that is on the fire, mamash amachmir, for all the chumers and the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lama Tes, and I'm going to pour that onto those droplets at the bottom of the cup. Is that a problem? The Shvisas HaShabbos writes, nobody is machmir on this. He heard of one great goyin who was machmir on this. Many say you should be machmir. L'cha'ira, this depends. If the concern for the Rambam, those tiny droplets at the bottom are going to be nitztanin legamrei. But if the concern is one of just maris ayin, perhaps you could come up with the cheshbin that, well, what's for maris ayin is though? It's a tiny little droplet. It's butl, mevutl, lo shrivim, lo kayomin, lo yochol, and klal, lo klal. There's like nothing there. Right? So maybe it could be mekel. However, if I'm nervous or potential dairaisas, I should be more machmir on this. I want to discuss this shayla in greater detail next time we learn. Okay, gentlemen, any questions or comments or observations? Any jokes?
Shorts.
Yes.
I was in person last time I listened to the recording, but you discussed the issue with the urn. But I don't know if you discussed the issue with like the water that's in the indicator tube.
Oh, yeah, so we didn't speak about the water in the indicator. Yeah, so that water in the indicator might be the same type of issue in terms of the water was once cooked. It cools down when it's in the indicator because usually there's some insulation between the indicator tube and the rest of the urn. And therefore, this is the same shayla of Bishol Achar Bishol by Yadavar Lach, l'cha'ayra, it would seem that Sfaradim should not use these urns. A few things to be said. There's a Chuvin Yechavadas or Chacham Ovadia is Mekel. Based on every like Shailon Yechavadas ends up being something like a combination of various Shitas of Rishonim and Sfek Sfekas. So Chacham Ovadia is Mekel for those reasons. It happens that the newer urns, again, my friend Josh Flug, who's into checking Metzias, so he inserted a thermometer, it happens that there's kim'at no difference in the temperature of water inside the indicator tube and the water in the urn. The osmosis creates such a situation, the science majors among us can explain this, that the water is kim'at not different at all. In the older ones, when the indicator was far away from the urn, there was like airspace between the taka, used to be a difference. In the newer ones, there's just a tiny bit of insulation and there's come out no difference in temperature.
And a mabish gets boiled even the first time, or do you have to take
it
out?
It says in the instructions for the urns, make sure the water is boiled at one point before Shabbos, because or else you have potential issue that we spoke about last time, that when I remove some water from the pot, so it could be that there's less water and then I'm boiling the water for the first time. So you have to make sure the water was boiled milifnei HaShabbos. That's correct. Right.
And in the indicator itself, though, does it get boiled before it goes in, or do you have to like
take water out the indicator was in the pot, Any water that boils in the pot ends up in the indicator as boiled water. That's the osmosis you sowed, that the water is, right, physics majors here, right, the water is just transferring between the two areas. So that, yeah. Okay, so gentlemen, next time we learn, I want to pick up a teeny bit with the shayla of the cup of tea, and then we'll continue our study of Torah. and we should have a very have a good Memorial Day. Enjoy the barbecue. Okay.
That's thank, Kirby.
Thank you.
Kirby, I had a question, but I didn't want to keep everyone, so.
Okay, should I turn this off? Like you want?
No, I don't mind. I had always thought that Svartim have, maybe I don't remember the cooler, maybe I'm remembering wrong, that Ashkenazim are not allowed to take a pot of soup out of the fridge and cook it on Shabbos, which is like the Ramad, that because it's cooled completely, but Svartim can.
So, well, you gotta wait until we get to Sugyas of HaChazara.
Okay.
We'll get there. Yes, we okay. will get there, but as I said, I don't want to confuse things too much. Okay, have a great day.
Great, thank you. See you on Tuesday.